And live music here on WSCS here in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. You're listening to a special broadcast of Out of the Woods. Well, if you're catching this on Friday, you're here in the real show. But we're out here today because we have some very special live guests in the studio, Ms. Rebecca Loby and Mr. Ellis Paul.
Hi, Chip. How are you?
Good, good. Get our levels all set here. So, you're playing tonight down at the Flying Goose Pub.
Yeah.
Right here in town. If you're hearing this on Thursday the 19th, the show's at 8 o'clock tonight, and there's still some spots down there.
Should be fun.
Come out and join us.
All right.
Do they have shows every week there?
Once a month, I believe.
Once a month, okay.
Yeah, and you are kicking off the season.
Oh, the whole shebang. All right.
The season. So, yeah, should be a good time, I hope. Hope a lot of folks get down there for that. They have some great shows down there. Unfortunately, I hardly ever get down there because it's on the wrong night for me, because the show is usually a Friday. But I'm really glad to have you here. I tried to get you up here last year, too.
Oh, great. Yeah, well, I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, I'm glad it finally worked out for you. Well, you guys want to play one? I don't know who wants to go first.
Let's let Ellis kick it off.
Okay.
We'll let Ellis.
Are you ready to sing with me? Would you like to?
I love singing with you.
Let's try this one. I got laid off, it's Monday. I'm calling to tell you it don't sit with me well. I feel like I failed you. You say we got each other and that's plenty enough, and I know that's true. But we got one kid coming, one still in diapers, it's a rainy drive home. With one good wiper, leave the porch light on. I need a beacon just to pull me to you. If I ever lost you, I would be lost too. Just drifting in a sea of blue. You're in my skin like a rose tattoo, like a rose tattoo. Now the economy's crashing, this poor boy's laughing, cause there's nothing to lose. We don't live in no mansion, there's no blame to put on, only Walmart fashion will do. Inside the house, the baby's screaming, the pasta's steaming, and I look through the windows, feels like I'm dreaming. You pull the door open, say, Daddy, when you coming home? If I ever lost you, I would be lost too, just drifting in a sea of blue. You're in my skin like a rose tattoo, like a rose tattoo. You say we'll fight for the best case scenario, and then you put Van Morrison on stereo. Well, sure, there's trouble in the boardroom, trouble in the factories, trouble in the alleys out back. We've got love in these patterns. Love is what matters, and baby, I got your back. I've got your back. I've got your back. Hey, I got your back. If I ever lost you, I would be lost too, just drifting in a sea of blue. You're in my skin like a rose tattoo, like a rose tattoo, like a rose tattoo, like a rose.
Ellis Paul, live here in the studio with us. Rose Tattoo, I recognize that one.
All right, good.
I think I played that fairly recently on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I like that song. Good stuff. We've got Ellis Paul and Rebecca Lobey here in the studio with us. Becca's been real busy, too. She had her little moment on TV a year or so ago.
That is true.
Maybe you could tell us about all that. How'd
sure.
that come about?
Well, you know, it's a wild story. I got an email from the casting directors of NBC's The Voice asking if I would come audition for the first season. And, of course, it was season one, so nobody had heard of it. It didn't exist yet. And I figured that, you know, I didn't have much of a shot of getting picked since I'm a folk singer and they don't put people like me on reality shows. But I just went in sort of on a lark, figuring that it would be a nice way to meet some people who work in the entertainment industry. And I went in, and I think I was so confident that I wouldn't get picked that I came across as actually confident, because I was very relaxed and just had a good time at the auditions, and they kept inviting me back. And next thing you knew, I was on TV, just staring down Christina Aguilera and Adam Levine and Blake Shelton and all them. It was real fun.
Yeah, it was awesome. I like the part, the living in the van part there.
Right, yeah, they really ran with that. So I am I'm a full-time folk singer, which I often joke is a lot like being a well-dressed homeless person. And, you know, I do go for long stretches of time where I am not at home. There have been some times in the past few years on the road where I haven't had a steady apartment, because sometimes it doesn't make sense when you're at my level to spend money on rent at an apartment that you never see. So I think I mentioned that in my initial interviews, and once they picked me for the show, the story producer called me. That's something that they do before you go on TV, is your story producer calls to go over the points of your story. And she said, first thing out of her mouth was, "So you're homeless by choice. Tell us about that." And I called a friend of mine who works in reality television, and I said, "I need to correct them. That's not entirely true. I'm subletting a nice place in Austin right now. What do I do?" And he said, "Lean into it. Lean hard." He said that they're bringing you there as much for your story as they are for your voice, so just go for it. So I went along with it, and they, you know, presented me as poor little matchstick girl living out of my station wagon, traveling around the country playing music.
And we can teach her to sing.
It'll make you a star.
And then after all that, you ended up singing a Nirvana song.
I did. I was very lucky, I thought. I got to sing on national television. I got to be mostly myself, albeit like a fairly homeless version of myself. And I got to sing songs I like. I actually got to sing songs I like on national TV, and they let me make up my own arrangement of it, which was, I thought, creatively very generous of them.
Well, it was especially exciting for me because I was like, "Hey, I know her. I know her. We've emailed before. Now
exactly.
She's famous."
Oh, you know, and that part of it was amazing, actually. In the days after, because, you know, I play venues like the Flying Goose and, like, you know, Club Passim and Eddie's Attic down in Atlanta where I'm from. And these are little 100, 200 seat rooms, and that's what I love. But if I were to play a venue like that every night for the rest of my life and have it be sold out, I don't think I would play for 12 million people. And I haven't done the math on that because I went to music school. We didn't have math. But I'm pretty sure that even if my career, like, went that well, I still wouldn't play for 12 million people. And that's how many people saw me on the first night. And my favorite part about it is that, you know, I've been out on the road working hard for years now, 4 or 5 years before I even got to the TV show. And there were so many people who emailed me, like you, like people who have been supporting me on the radio or the venues that I play, or people who say, "I made my sister-in-law and my brother come to your gig, and there were only 10 people there. We were one of them, and I always knew you were going to be a star." So for people like that who have been supporting me since the beginning, it was just as gratifying for them to see me on TV, I think, as it was for me. So that's what I loved about it.
It was awesome.
Ah, well, yeah, thank
you. It was
you.
Awesome. Yeah, I tried looking for the clip from the show, and it's not up there anymore. You can find your story clip.
Yes, yes. NBC has removed all of the clips from YouTube of the season one auditions because NBC, it was season one, so they were still figuring things out, and they didn't have an official YouTube stream for the show
right.
for season one, so none of that content is up there.
Yeah, even on the official page, it's not there either, unfortunately. But
it's just lost forever.
Complain to them, people. Complain. All right.
Call them and demand, we want our season one auditions.
Well, you're listening to Out of the Woods here on a special Thursday, and we have Ellis Paul and Rebecca Lobey here. They're playing tonight over at the Flying Goose Pub on Thursday the 19th. That's when you're hearing this, so you want to get down there. The show is at 8 o'clock tonight, so you owe it to yourself. Go down and check out some great music. I think Becca's going to play one for us now.
Yeah. Well, we were just talking about it. Do you want to hear the Nirvana song I did in the show?
Sure, if you want to play it.
Yeah, I can do that.
As I want you to be, as a friend, as a friend, as an old enemy. Take your time, hurry up, the choice is yours, don't be late. Take a rest, as a friend, as an old memory, yeah. Memory. Come doused in mud, soaked in bleach, as I want you to be, as a friend, as a child, as an old memory, yeah. Memory. And I swear that I don't have a gun. No, I don't have a gun. No, I gun. No, I don't have a gun. No, I don't have a gun. Memory, yeah. Memory, yeah.
Rebecca Lobey, live here in the studio on Out of the Woods. Very nice. Nirvana's Come As You Are. And
thank
that is
you.
The song that she did for TV's The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. Well, we'll get Ellis to put his microphone back. He was helping out over here with the sound a second ago.
Additional engineering by Ellis Paul.
All right, yeah. So you both have relatively new albums out. Becca's got one called Circus Heart. And a great one from Ellis Paul is The Hero in You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a children's record, actually. It came out just over a year ago, and it's been doing great. really proud of it. We are actually making it into a book with a publisher in Chicago. So it's there's going to be a hardcover book version of it as well.
I'm so excited about that.
It's going to look cool. I can't wait.
Well, there's definitely some great tunes on here. I went back and listened to the whole thing again today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, what I do when I get a new release is I go through it once and I pick all the songs. I'm like, I'll play that on the air. I'll play that on the air.
Yeah.
And I went back and I was like, you know, I played that quite a long time ago. I'm going to add that back to the folder today.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to
thank you for that.
Gonna work some of these back in real soon. But yeah, just fabulous stuff. You have another one in the works?
I do. I have a new adult record in the works, and I'm about 3/4 of the way through it. So, finishing up that in the next couple of months, and then that'll come out next year.
Excellent. So, excellent.
Yeah. I like it how you have a children's record, so now you have to differentiate and call it an adult record. It makes it sound kind of spicy. Mm-hmm.
And then there's going to be the nursing home album, and then just spreading my wings, trying to hit every generation, and, you know.
There you go. But the next one is for guys our age, right?
That's right, all for us.
All right, that's old, 40 pushing 50 people.
This is a song about one of my kids, Sophie. Your eyes look hurt. I'm leaving, but I ain't gone long. This is where I belong. You got blue eyes like your mama. Your daddy's love a drama. You sing just like a whippoorwill. And you just can't stand still. You hold me, scold me, you give me trouble, but the trouble ain't bad. You change me, can you blame me? You're the best love I've ever had. You get hotter than a wood stove, sweeter than a peach grove. You're growing rose and I can't stop time. But you'll always be mine. You hold me, scold me, you bring me trouble, but the trouble ain't bad. You change me, can you blame me? You're the best love I've ever had. Did you get all them notes?
We tried. I think we got most of them, yeah.
I'm trying to balance the guitar with the microphone. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's always a... It's always fun doing it the analog way.
Yeah.
Especially with
one
microphone. But Ellis Paul live here in the studio on Out of the Woods. And that one's for Sophie. Is that the title of it too?
It's Hold Me, Scold Me.
Hold Me, Scold Me. I know I've heard it before. Which one is that on?
It's going to be on the new one.
Okay.
I might have played it somewhere.
Is it a YouTube thing yet?
Probably, yes.
That's probably it. Where I heard it.
It's probably been downloaded by somebody converting it into an MP3 and... Isn't it funny how people are doing that now? It's like they have no idea. The record's not out yet. You can't do that. Just because it's on YouTube doesn't mean that you can just go do that.
This has been a public service announcement.
For songwriters around the planet who say, stop the YouTube converting to MP3s. All right.
Yeah, John Peralta just put out a new CD, which included a new track that he took from a YouTube video of his, of himself and put it on his CD.
Oh, really? Nice.
That certainly first, cut down on your recording costs.
Right.
First time I've seen that happen. But, yeah, support your local musicians. Don't pirate their music off of YouTube.
Yeah.
Ellis Ball and Rebecca Lobey here in the studio with us. They're playing again, mentioned again, tonight over at the Flying Goose Pub here in New London, New
it's
Hampshire.
It's going to be so much fun.
It is. You know, last night I was trying to hear an old song, and I didn't have the album in my iPhone, so I went to iTunes, and it's a double record. It was from my sort of my greatest hits record, which is two albums in one, really, and I downloaded the whole thing to get one song, really. I might have wanted the rest of it, but to get one song. And then I was so fumbling trying to find the one song that I accidentally deleted it. And I had so much memory lost in the process that I couldn't download any additional songs. And then I was telling my friend about it, how I can't even make a dollar off myself when I'm the one buying the record. And she said she would send the song to me. And I said, how do you have it? And she said, well, I just converted it from a YouTube video into an MP3, and so she sent me that, and I had to chuckle, because there's just no way to make money. I can't make money off of myself or my friends. It's a sad state of affairs.
There are literally hundreds of dollars to be made in the music.
You need to have a little booklet, like a parking enforcement officer, and just, you know, when people tell you that,
right.
Rip it off.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
Have a little
that's
fine.
Actually, because it happens almost every day.
You have 10 days. 10 days, it's only $7. And if you wait 30 days, it's
right.
$45.
Pull over. License, registration. Can I see your iPhone, please?
You'd be the most popular guy at the venue. They're ticketing your
it's a good
audience
way to win
members.
New friends.
There's that cheap guy again. Stay away from him. All right. Yes, you're listening to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. We have Ellis Paul and Rebecca Lobey here in the studio. Very happy to have you guys here, finally. Maybe we can get another song out of Becca over here and keep things moving along. I think we have another 5 or 10 minutes we can do this.
Guitar's
I would.
Great.
Thank you. I feel very lucky to be playing this guitar. This is the guitar that my dad got his freshman year of college in the late 1960s. If you come to the show tonight, you get to see it in person. I have traveled many fathoms, lived inside a covered wagon, sold my secrets wholesale every night. I've broken bread with petty tyrants, smuggled wine to fallen giants, battled demons right before your eyes. Cards and covered bases made believe till I was making do. Now where do I draw the line between Vittles and Valentine's? Swallowed by the sea, beckoning from the shore, tempted by the sweet. I'm
Rebecca Lobey here live in our studio. And if you want to see that guitar, you can go to the show, as she said. Or you can check out the pictures on the Out of the Woods Facebook page, too. That's the other way.
You have to pay to look at it. That's how we make money now in the music industry.
You get to see me and Ellis for free. You have to pay to get to see the guitar.
That is one from your most recent CD, Circus
Heart.
Yeah,
my most recent album.
Swallowed by the Sea, which is quite a bit different from the your previous one. Which
absolutely.
Had a more of a country flavor, and this one is definitely more pop.
Yes, Mystery Prize was in 2010, and that was much more of a rootsy Americana thing. I sort of set up rules for each of my records, because I'm an oldest child, and that's what we do, is we like to make rules. So for my first album, the rule, or for Mystery Prize, the rule was I wanted it to sound as big as possible without using any electric instruments. And we cheated a little bit with the pedal steel, but it was all acoustic, you know, upright bass, acoustic guitars, mandolins, yeah, that kind of thing. And then for Circus Heart, the rule was we could use whatever we wanted as long as it was sort of played amongst us. So me and the producer and the engineer played most of what was on the record. And, you know, there are tons of crazy keyboards and electric guitars and crunchy synthesizers. And, you know, we are using pretty much every surface in the room for percussion, you know, drumming on door jams and sure, empty instrument cases and all sorts of stuff. So it's a much more sort of boisterous, thickly layered record.
It's as excellent as the previous one.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that
in a very different
so
way. But yeah, I know, I like what you said about having a theme for a record. Because I like an album. Remember when albums used to be a work of art in themselves back in the day, you know? And that now it's everybody's, oh, I got this track, I got that track, I bought it off iTunes. And it's nice to have an album that is, you know, fits a theme.
I can't imagine ever giving up on the album. I love the physical format of it. I love the album art. That's one of my favorite parts. And Ellis's album art is always incredible. He has the advantage of being an excellent artist himself. Illustrator.
So did you do the illustrations for?
Mm-hmm. I did for that. For the book, though, we're going to have a professional illustrator come in, someone who gets paid to illustrate. But I illustrate for free. They didn't like my stick figures, so they said, no, you're not going to illustrate the book.
His drawings are fantastic. He's selling himself short.
No, these are great. These are great illustrations. I like them a lot. Colored pencil, I'm guessing.
Yes, yeah, yes, and ink.
Very nice.
And a lot of whiteout. It's amazing what whiteout can do.
Well, I didn't mention before to folks what the theme of your record was, The Hero in You. You go through and you do a song about each, well, each song is about a different hero,
right,
in American history. I think they're all American, aren't they?
Yes, yeah, they were purposefully. Einstein, I mean, there wasn't American-born, but he became a U.S. citizen.
Right. We co-opted him.
We stole him.
We drafted him.
That's right, that's right. Yeah, yeah, I think my favorites on the one on that disc are probably Chief Joseph and Rachel Carlson.
Oh, good.
Rachel Carson.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I like those too.
Yeah, I love that you have a Rachel Carson song on there.
It came out nice.
My mom is a huge environmental nut. You know, I was the kid at the recycling center in the early 80s when, like,
nobody else
recycled.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mom would take
us
there.
None of the cool kids are at the recycling place.
Now where all the action went down on the weekend.
Now everyone's there.
And my mom has been a big fan of Rachel Carson. So when I told her you had a song on the record about her, she was so excited. Yeah.
Just so you know, folks, when she says early 80s, that means she was there in a car seat.
That's true.
Well, yes.
Were you alive in the early 80s? I don't.
Briefly.
Ah, nice.
No, she was there for most of it. Most of it. Two-thirds of it, somewhere thereabouts. Right?
Yeah.
He's been doing his research. Someone's been reading my Wikipedia page.
That's right. That's right. That's right. All right. Well, we're probably getting past our time. Yeah. So we probably do one more if someone's got one. Mm. Maybe we can have Ellis do another one.
We both can sing on.
Just play whatever you want.
Nice.
I'll make something up.
Can you do I Don't Want to Lose You? Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Just back up a little.
Sidewalk, sidewalk, take me where the concrete ends. I wanna go, I can't hear myself talk. The walls of Jericho are crumbling. If you let me speak, I I'll tell you how you make me feel at home. My heart's not weak, it's skipping like a river stone. You don't know me if you think I give up easily. Blacktop ends. I wanna go where the dreams walk. I wanna take what's mine and roll back again. You've come this far. I will follow you wherever you are. Love can't scar. It'll throw you in the back of a clown car. You don't know me if you think I give up.
Here in the studio.
Chip, thanks for having us on here.
Sure.
I noticed the clock is frozen at a really optimistic time. Is that on purpose?
Yeah, that's so no one ever leaves. Actually, you're right about 10 minutes to the hour, so we're going to get you out of here and get you down to the venue.
Well, thanks for having us again.
Good stuff. Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for coming by, both of you guys. And folks, once again, mentioned they're playing at the Flying Goose Pub here in New London, New Hampshire. If you're hearing this on a Thursday the 19th, that's the day of the show. You're going to hear this again on Out of the Woods tomorrow, all you folks tuning in then. So, but we're going to let them get on down the road, and we'll be right back after this.